The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My mom is literally recovering from surgery right now. So if you believe in prayer, I need it. If you believe in good energy, please send it this way. Yeah, because I am nervous. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so, you know, my mom has cancer. It's back. She had it. They misdiagnosed it. Or they didn't realize how aggressive it was. It's very rare. And she's nervous. You know, I'm nervous.
Yeah,
she's prepping right
moment.
Now. Yeah, it's a very big moment. But we feel good because she has one of the best teams in the country at MD Anderson working on her.
World
Shout
renowned,
them out.
Yes.
Yeah, world
Shout
renowned.
Them out.
Also, the fact that I think she was a little more upset about the time we spent at the phone store yesterday than the hospital today. Yeah.
Oh, what happened at the phone store? What do you mean the phone store? What's going down
she's
with the phone
on,
store?
She's on my plan now. Our plan, me
okay.
and Otto.
All right.
You know, we went to Apple because we bought her a phone. She bought a phone online. And then we got there and they said, oh, it wasn't processed. What? We got an email to set up an appointment. And then I called yesterday and I told the Apple tech. And Anthony, you used to work at Apple.
Yeah, and I'd have told you, first of all, you should have went to your provider first, T-Mobile.
Well, so then I tell the lady, I said, here's my order number. Can I just walk in or do I need an appointment? She looks it up. She does her little typing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're good. Just walk in. We don't need an appointment. Cool. My mother had a surgery in December. Then she had another one in August. Now, mind you, the woman is not... She's not the speediest at the moment.
Yeah, so
you know
walking is not just a simple. It's a privilege in this situation.
Yes.
So understandable.
And have you
the
walked?
Fact that she walked from our house all the way to Apple? That's a good. I would say half mile.
Otto, exactly. I was so upset. So we left there. She's like, I said, do you want to buy it here? She said, no. What? Hang on. I said, let's go to T-Mobile. Long story short, 4 hours later, we had her phone.
Oh, good.
Four
all right.
Hours.
So they weren't able to. Were you met with any sass when you got to the Apple store?
There was a little sassy.
Sometimes
there's a certain amount of arrogance that goes along with Apple. And Anthony, you know firsthand all about it.
Yeah,
sometimes
I know.
You carry that arrogance when you're talking to us.
Exactly. 100%. So I knew. I already knew. Like when Dana said, hey, I went into the Apple store first. I was like, uh-oh, that was not going to be the decision to do.
Sassy.
Yeah,
because
they treated it like you need them. They don't need you.
And I was like, I don't need you. I'm going to go down the block my mom who walks at
Dang
the speed
it,
of.
Dude. Come on, Apple.
Not a fast person.
Yeah, no, not at all. Dude.
Gosh.
And then you go to the T-Mobile store, and how was the service at the T-Mobile store?
Oh, it was wonderful. They were absolutely amazing, as usual. I mean, I've been with them 20 years.
And at that point, how was your mom's energy, too? Is she...
But at this point, she's like, I need to sit down, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Here's all my passwords. Take care of it. So anyway, and she's so happy because she had like a really old phone. Like I'm talking like really old.
Good. Well, welcome her to the Blue Dot Gang.
And she's already
exciting.
Blue Dot,
oh, okay,
but it's one
good.
Of the first Blue Dots.
She wanted to get ancient Blue Dot Gang.
Yeah, ancient Blue Dot Gang. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that she got her phone and you guys got that resolved after 4 hours. What was it? What happened? What did you guys have to
so
do?
So they sent us a heart. This is like real technical stuff that I didn't know about, but they sent me this card, a SIM card, which used to go in phones back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're right. It is an ancient Blue Dot phone.
I have not seen a SIM card. I don't remember. I think when I first got my phone 20 years ago at T-Mobile, there was a SIM card involved. Anyway, I guess the SIM card that they sent and trying to activate the phone kind of blocked each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what happened. At the end of all this, 10 minutes till closing time, the technical guy on the phone said, hard reset the phone.
Oh.
That was it. That was it.
The good old turn it off and on.
Yeah, turn it off and on. How many times have you called your IT person at work? You're at the office. The computer won't work. Just unplug it and plug it back in. Went to engineering school for that one. Anyway, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Bologna Day.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Fried bologna on a homemade tortilla with some cheddar cheese all day long.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Laura sent me a direct message because Caleb, the man she's been with for years and years and years, the father of her children, staying out all the time. Now, it did not go down to the DM, but it went down.
Me and the kids are alone all the time.
What do you want from me? I work all day. I pay all the bills. I put all the food on the table, and now I can't even go out?
Look, I work too. I take care of the kids. I cook. I clean. I wash everyone's clothes. You don't think I want to go out? You go 4 times a week.
See, this is why I leave. I'm so tired of hearing this.
Oh, I don't even know you anymore. I don't know who you are, and you're definitely not the man I fell in love with.
I don't have time for this.
That man made me so mad. mad. There were so many things inside that down in the DM. He said to me, he thought I was the woman he was kind of chatting with. He said, oh, if it doesn't work out, I'll call you. Okay, red flag number one. Number two, he said, where are you going to go? Why are you going to leave? I need you to make my lunch. Make your own lunch, Caleb. Make your own lunch. This man is taking her for granted, and he hasn't even proposed to her. The mother of his children has not even committed to her.
He's one of those guys that's super comfortable in the relationship, but the second she leaves him, he'd fall apart.
Well, she's going to spend some time away. So I hope he does fall apart and realize it. And yeah. I don't like him.
No, not at all, dude. Not at all.
I don't
very,
like him.
He had very conniving intentions. And I think that's the most disrespectful part, that, you know, man or woman, you look at that and that's just not good people. That's not good behavior. To sit there and have, you know, the mother of your child on a back burner, per se, to be like, I'm still talking and entertaining other women. That's just downright disrespectful. But it's, I don't want to sound like I'm victim blaming, but she like kind of put herself in the situation because it's just, seems like a lot of buildup.
It's because he keeps making promises. And you're right, you're staying and blah, blah, blah. But you get to the point, Anthony, and automatic, I've explained this to you about myself because I've been there, where you just think you're going to make things work with this person and you believe that you can fix them too.
Yeah.
I'm the fixer. I'm the maternal one. I can make this happen, you know?
It's been 10 years.
If he's not proposing, if he's not really committing, I'm not so sure that Laura should stay. But then I have these thoughts of the fact that they
have kids together.
Children, and it's like, do you really want to quit?
I feel like he knows that he's got her, and he's like, you're not going anywhere. I can do whatever I want.
That's why he acts like that.
Yeah, he's so like, I'm like, we got these kids together. I'm the one who's putting the food on the table. I'm
which
the one
is
who's
a
paying
lie.
The rent.
She said, I work too. Yeah. I work too. He thinks because he works, he doesn't have to do anything else. He gets to go out. She works, and she does everything else, and she doesn't get a break. It's not...
I feel bad for her.
It's not fair.
From my perspective, I think Laura needs to really kind of ask herself, what does she want? Does she want to continue this and pursue this family life that she thought she would have? Which, and you know, if she doesn't get it, it's sad. My heart breaks for her. Or is she going to move on and, you know, go to, you know, kind of stand up for herself?
The other thing she's got to think about her kids, she's setting an example of how she chooses to be treated.
No, you're right.
That
kids,
we
always say kids don't do what you say. They do what you do. You said something, though, Anthony. You have to ask yourself, what do you want? I have a feeling that Laura hasn't asked herself, what do I want? What do I need? What's going to make me happy? In a very long time.
I don't even think this is really about a ring. I think it's about respect. I don't think he's giving her any kind of respect.
Okay, so let's flip it then, because I did ask about a ring earlier. That's not going to change anything. How long do you wait and stay in a relationship that clearly this person is mistreating you? Because Laura was, if he talked to her like that with us around, I can't imagine what's being said behind closed doors.
There's definite mental abuse going on.
How long do you wait for someone to straighten up before it's time to walk out the door?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Diddy had a knife held to his throat while in jail. Let me break everything down after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Drake celebrating his birthday today, and that's it.
Pretty much. Okay, so one of Diddy's close friends is speaking out about a moment that Diddy woke up. He's in prison, and there was a knife being pressed to his throat. Now, this friend, his name is Charlucci Finney. He says the attack went down during one of the nights Diddy was sleeping at MDC Brooklyn. Now, I wasn't familiar with MDC Brooklyn, but when I saw the story, I started looking it up. This is a tough place. There's a lot of people in there facing, felony charges from murder to armed robbery. And so intimidating a man like Diddy is going to automatically give you clout in a place like this. Also, something else that was written in this article, when you're in jail for doing something like Diddy did, whether it's to children or to women, I guess there's something called jail justice.
Yeah.
Where folks, they're going to come get you for doing, there's certain crimes that even the worst criminals look down upon, and the jail justice is coming for you.
Yes, I chuckled because I didn't think we were going to be speaking prison politics when I woke up this morning, but we're here.
I never heard it. I knew that there were these things, but I didn't know how to name jail justice.
So if it's like, if you're not a regular celebrity, you're just a person going in, right away when you come into your dorm or your bunk, whatever it is, a lot of times they have you check your papers to see what you're in there for right away.
Oh, the prisoners want to know why you're in jail.
If that prisoner found you've done something special to a child or a woman, per se, and they don't do something to you, then something can happen to them.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, because you're in the cell with them. They're like, you got to put it on them.
It's your job to do that.
I don't know if that's...
Who know, I mean, I don't know the situation with Diddy. It might have just been somebody trying to, you know, come up, like you said, on some clout. But either way, prison shank to your throat is a prison shank to your throat.
Well, one of the things that Diddy's friend said is that they're very worried because of that. So now, you know, he is in a cell by himself now. He is being watched by guards now. And the prison he's going to is supposed to be like kind of a less dangerous place.
Yeah.
Than where he is now. He should probably just want to go to jail then and serve his time. Why would he want to be in this place? Stop appealing.
There's a part of me that thinks this is a very well-placed story that will help him be pardoned in the next few weeks. Because he was not safe in prison. And that's why we had to let him out of there. Because Diddy didn't need to die in prison for what he did.
Well, for me, I'm just like, it's more of, for me, like I said, a reason to move him to the other prison. Take him out of the jail. Because this really isn't a prison. It's called, it's a jail that he's being held in. So move him to the safe prison where everybody can feel good about it except Diddy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I believe in miracles. I really do. My mom is at MD Anderson right now. She is in surgery. She had cancer. They thought they removed it. It came back. She had a surgery last year in December. Then again in August. Now she's back in 14 to 17 hours is what we were just told. Is where, you know, she'll be on the table. So please send those prayers. But we talked really early about it this morning. And my stepdad, he texts me and he says, we just thought this nurse was being a little, not nosy, but just asking a lot of questions. The nurse asked, where are you from? Where are you staying? Started asking my mom all this. And my mom was like, you know, my daughter lives here. And then, so what does your daughter do? And at this point, she and my stepdad are like, why is this nurse asking so many questions? Yeah. And then she said, she's on the radio. And he asked, what's your daughter's name? And she said, Dana Cortez. And he said, oh, I heard her talking about you this morning. And I was driving to work listening. And I called my wife and I said, gosh, I really hope that she's my patient and I hope I do her pre-op. And it happened.
Oh, man.
He was the nurse in the room preparing her for the operating table. And I just don't think there's anything, there's no such thing as coincidence, in my opinion. And the power of radio, the power of the family that we're building here, just everybody who's calling, telling me they're praying for my mom. The amount of DMs I've gotten this morning. There was one woman named Laura who said, I feel like it's even more powerful, you know, writing something down. So she sent me a message because of that. She's like, I wanted to write it down so that it lived. I don't know. People believe different things, right? Energy and prayer and all that. And I believe Laura. Mm-hmm. I believe her. So thank you to everybody. And I'll have an update tomorrow because I won't know anything. Like I said, we're just going to be hanging out at the hospital all day.
Well, yep.
The world-renowned facility, and again, just speaking for everybody, sending a lot of love to you and your family, and we are all here for you through this process.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
I'm going to tell you this. Aunt, do you know how tough Dana is? Her mom is probably 100 times tougher than she is. So I'm absolutely certain that she's going to be okay.
I am too. The fact that this woman, like literally three surgeries in under a year, and she's moving like she moves. I'm like, my gosh,
she's a tough lady.
Tough woman.